Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I immediately transfers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
A property to someone who may be a connected party and is therefore not liable for stamp duty. So, or the relief was actually introduced to exempt legitimate intermediaries such as house builders from paying stamp duty twice, basically. So it's kind of a legitimate loophole. It's just it's now being used by people that it actually wasn't intended for. Robert, you know about this topic.
Indeed.
What do you think about these stamp duty mitigation schemes? Should homeowners be wary of using them?
I think homeowners should be very wary of them. Certainly as a firm, we've taken a clear policy decision that we won't offer these sort of products to our clients, and for very good reasons. I think not just because they're technical effectiveness is dubious. I think there's all the other risks that you've mentioned. I mean, stamp duty SDLT avoidance is nothing new. It's been there for years in various manifestations, and HMRC have changed the law. They've gradually cracked down on it. But most of the avoidance has been aimed at high-end transactions where the buyer tends to be better advised and is aware of the risks that they're taking. So to a considerable extent, that's caveat emptor. It's a